Okay, Chevra, it's a schus to be together. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos HaGadol. At least we're together in some way on the Heiliga Zoom. Should be the final Zoom shiur, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, and the entire Welt. If this ends tonight, we're going to have shiur again tomorrow. I'm just putting it out there so that we could be together. We'll make a big Kiddush. Hopefully in Yerushalayim, Erech Kodesh. Before we begin, all the Torah, all the Chizik tonight, is being sponsored by a very, very special young couple that I'm so close to, mamish closer than Talmidim and Talmido, more like Mishpacha, and sponsored that Amir Tashem, this young couple, so they're expecting Bishatayva, and sponsored Bekarov, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, sponsored that everything should go well, Begzunt, it should be a Leidakala, it should be easy labor, it should be a healthy labor, it should all be Simcha and Bracha and Achas for them. And Mirta Hashem, Ilana Leia Bas Yocheved Bela should only have that Leid the Kala and Gezunt in the Schus of all the Torah and Schus of all the Chizik, Bez Hashem is Barach. And also send a very special Mazel Tov on a side note to Ari and Rachie Mirzoff on the birth of their baby Baruch Hashem is Barach and their son Baruch Hashem. Ari, as much as he's not here right this moment, I don't think, maybe he is, I don't even know. But he's basically a member of the Shir. So big mazel tov to them. Zoicha, lachnisol brisho ambi de bazmano, legado, letoiro, lechupo, lemasim toivim. You know, Mirtz Hashem, 1 week from last night, we're going to be sitting by Lel Seder. Right now, if we're not zoicha to Mashiach and we're still in Chutzlar, we'll be sitting by the second Seder a week from now. Bez Hashem is Baruch. We start off Lel Seder with the Heiliga Simonim, the Holy Simonim. And we all sing them in our homes. And it's not just something we do that sounds nice and a nice way to start the Seder. Kadesh Orchat, Karpas Yachat. It's not just that we sing that. Those are very holy Simonim. It's a very holy siman. In fact, the Yisoid V'Shorash Havoda, the Elgit Tzaddik, Alexander Ziskin, Zecher Tzaddik Kosh V'Racha, he spoke about how these are Sodos Gedolos. You know what the Yisoid V'Shorash Havoda was, by the way? Let me just give you a story, a little background of who the Yisoid V'Shorash Havoda was. The Yisoid V'Shorash Havoda, one time, Rav Aaron of Karlin, he came to the Yisoid V'Shorash Avoda, Alexander, and he wanted to bring him to Chassidus. The Yisoid V'Shorash Avoda was first a misnaget, he was in his own Litvish world, a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a tremendous tzaddik. And so the Rav Aaron of Karlin, the Karliner, wanted to bring the Yisoid V'Shorash Avoda to Chassidus, and how was he going to bring him to Chassidus? To spend the Shabbos by the Maggid of Mezrich. Spend Shabbos Kodesh by the Eilge Magid, the Talmud of the Baal Shem. Imagine what Shabbos was like by Magid Chevra. Imagine. So to spend, he said, if he spent one Shabbos with the Magid, he'll become a chassid and he'll fly in chassidus. And he brought Rav Alexander to spend Shabbos with the Magid. And that Shabbos, they're there. Friday night, they're at the Suda. The whole Suda, the Magid, just speaks Divrei Chol, speaks regular talk, how the week was, whatever the conversation was, coronavirus, chvesnisht, you know, divrei chol, sports, I don't know, chvesnisht. Not a word of Torah. Couldn't believe it. He saw it for Shorash Avodah, he couldn't believe it. That's why he came to spend Shabbos the Magid. So he says, maybe by Shabbos day, he's getting ready, he's pumping it up, gets to Shabbos day, whole Shabbos, divrei chol. All mundane conversation about the weather and about family, nothing holy. But Shal Shudis will be Meiridik, will be Halig, will be incredible. Come Shal Shudis again, Divrei Chol, regular conversation, not a word of Torah, not a word of Ruchnias, not a word of Kedusha. The minute Shabbos was over, Abdullah, the Shoyed V'Shorash Avayda runs out of there, gets out of Mezrich. Rav Aaron Karlin goes over to the Rebbe, the Maggid of Mezrich. Says, Rebbe, I don't understand what was going on. Why didn't you share Torah the entire Shabbos? The Maggid says, I saw the Rav Aaron Kar. I saw that Rav Alexander Ziskin, the Yisod of Yishor Shavodo, was a tzaddik tomim. Was pure, was complete, was a tzaddik on the highest of levels. I didn't want in any way, Chas Hashem, to influence him that he should be different than he is in any way. And that's why he didn't. The law we learn from here. First of all, tremendous anivus, tremendous humility. How humble the Maggid was, thinking, I don't need, there's nothing he should learn from me, and I don't want to persuade him differently, even though these are my ways. We also learn Shiv and Panam Latayra. Everybody has their way. And nobody should push upon themselves different hashkafah. And everyone has to find their way, b'derech Torah and mitzvos, and connect Hashem in the deepest of ways. But that's who the Yisod V'Shor HaShavodah was, a tzaddik tomim from the Maggid of Mezrich. And he teaches us, of course we know Yisod V'Shor HaShavodah taught us much chasidus. And he teaches us that those simonim, the simonim of Lel Seder, are kadosh, are holy, kadesh, orchas. We're supposed to actually say them, by the way, chaver should know. You should say them not just at the beginning, but before every step in the Seder, announce. We get up to Rachsa. You say Rachsa again, not just at the beginning. Rachsa, and then you're going to wash. And Yachat, and then you do it. You should say it because they're holy and it brings about kochos. If done properly, all the tzaddikim say there are 15 steps. Motzi Matzah is referred to as two separate steps. Because there's a mitzvah of having Shtei Lechem, like any Sudas mitzvah, Sudas Shabbos Yantiv, and the mitzvah of Matzah. Motzi and Matzah are two separate steps. There are 15 steps. 15 is Yud Hei in Gematria. Yismuchu Hashemayim, which is, by the way, the shame, the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei of this month of Nisan. Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sogel Aretz. Yud Kei Vav Kei in order. Shemayim Simchadik now. It doesn't feel that way these days. We have to get back to that. But Yismuch HaShemayim, these are the 15 steps. So we have to talk about these 15 steps. And I want to focus tonight just on the first two. Tonight we just need to learn about the first two. Because they're very holy, and if they're so holy, the first two seem completely out of order. Kadesh Orchat. So on a simple level, some people think Kadesh Orchat is making Kiddush and then washing our hands for the Karpas. What does Kaddish really know? Those of us who understand a little bit deeper. Kaddish is holiness. Kaddish is being a holy person. Kaddish is separating, only being close to Torah and mitzvos and tefillah, and separating from this mundane world. Kaddish Baruch Hu is creating that we should be Kaddish these days. Kaddish is being a holy person, not giving in to our desires, not falling prey to the temptations of the world. Kaddish. Being a really holy Jew, holy person. Orchatz, what is orchatz? It's washing ourselves. It's rechitza. What is rechitza? It's removing that which is bad. You wash away dirt. You wash away. Orchatz is washing away that which is bad. Kadesh is jumping into that which is good. Is being holy. Is learning. Is davening. Is doing chesed. So usually you know the proper order, as we say in our tefillos, and we all know, is sur meira va'aseh tov. Remove the bad. First you have to wash away the dirt. Sur meira, then va'aseh tov. Then do good. You know, everybody here, at least in the chevra that I see right now, there's no one that's married. Everyone should be bekarov mamish. There might be guys that are here that are. When you have your chasana. So you're going to have a new suit for your chasana. Or maybe some of you will be convinced to put on a tuxedo. I don't know, chveis nisht. Shemi Rachim, whatever it is. But Lameisa, you have a new suit for your chasana. To look nice. To show the kavod to that night. First you're going to take a shower and vada go to the mikvah. And that's going to remove any dirt, remove the physical dirt, and then you'll put on the nice clothing. First sorme ra, then vase tov. So first you have to do rechitza. Then you can do kadesh. We have the order wrong. Was it kadesh or chatz? It should be Orchat Kaddish. It should be I first have to cleanse myself. And I have to first cleanse myself spiritually. I have to first remove the bad. Then I could jump in and do the good. First I have to stop looking at things I shouldn't be looking at. First I have to stop sleeping late when I should be getting up. First, they have to remove that which is bad. Stop doing so much bittul Torah. Stop speaking lashon hara. Then I could worry about learning a lot and davening with kavana. Sur me'rav asi tov. It's also the Brice of Pinchas ben Yair, the Brice of Pinchas ben Yair in Avodah Zarah Chaf Amabez that the Mesil Sharim famously brings down the Nakdama, says Tahara mevia l'dei Kedusha. First you have to purify yourself, Tahara, and then you come to Kedusha, then you come to holiness. First Tahara mevia l'dei Kedusha. So why is it Kadesh Urchatz? Why is it Kadesh and then Urchatz? It should be Urchatz come first and then we come to Kadesh. The order seems reversed. So I want to share an incredible idea from the Halakha Yitav Panim. The Yitav Panim was Yekusiel Yehuda Teitelbaum, who was the grandfather of Rav Yoelish, the Satmar Rebbe Zecher Tzadikas Vracha. He was the grandson of the Yismach Moshe. Mamish Halakha Yid. He tells us an incredible idea that I think is not just a new way to understand Lel Seder and the simanim of Lel Seder, but I believe deeply an extremely important idea for the days, the turbulent, difficult days, the confusing days that each and every one of us is going through right now. And I think we have to understand this and listen to these ideas. We all know very famously that when we were in Mitzrayim, we fell to the 49th level of Tumah. Very famous idea from the Arizal. We all know this. We're in the lowest of levels. Halalu oivdei avodah zarah, vehalalu oivdei avodah zarah. They were worshiping idols and we were worshiping idols. We were walking like the Egyptians. We mamish, we're the lowest of low. Sadly, some of us could say we think we fall to those levels at times as well, if we're honest with ourselves. When a yid is in front of his computer and looking at the most disgusting of images. Talalu avodah zarah, vadalu avodah zarah. It's really one and the same. Shem Yirachim. They're in the 49th level of Tumah. And they were so low that, let's be real, there was no time and no possibility at that point, they were so low, to do a rechitza. To wash themselves. To wash themselves would have taken decades. To wash themselves was such an avodah that was basically impossible. Because of them being so low, because of where they were. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, at that very moment, needed to mamish, jump over all the rechitza, and say, I'm just going to be mekadesh you. Just jump into Kedusha. Jump towards holiness. Go over it all. And I'm going to bring Kedusha to you, and allow you to leave Mitzrayim. Even though that's not normally the derech, that's what it means, the pasuk in Parashas Bo. In Perek Yud Beis, Pasuch Chav Gimel, it says, "Upasach Hashem al haPesach." Pasuk Pshat, we know he passed over all the openings, all the homes of the Yidden. He jumped over the Pesach, the normal opening. What's the normal opening? The normal opening of Avodah Hashem is Sur Me'rav Aseh Tov. Is first wash yourself of bad and then start doing good. Hashem jumped over that Pesach. He jumped over the Pesach, and he said, "I'm just going to bring you Kedusha immediately. I'm just going to bring you Kedusha." Now, it's not to say afterwards we don't have to then wash away all the bad also. So we're going to jump to this high level. Once we're at that high level, we could taste it, we could feel it, we could have the strength to then wash away all of the dirt. We could have the strength to then wash away all of the dirt. That's what each and every one of us can have at that point. And that's why then we go through the 49 days of Sfiras Omer. And each day, one day at a time, wash away the dirt. For 49 days, each day, another level of that rechitza. But that's after we first jump out and taste the Kedusha. You know how it is, Chevra, sometimes in life, you just have a moment and you just feel, I'm so close to Hashem, out of nowhere. Whether it's by a tremendous kumz, it's a tish, a fabrengen, whether it's ni'ilo, whether it's lel-slichos, whether it's lel-slichos adayil. There's moments when we just feel, I'm up there. I skipped a million steps, I just got up there. It doesn't mean afterwards I don't have to then work towards it. But there are times in life when I can just go straight into Kedusha. straight into that holiness and feel close to Hashem and skip over all the steps that are normally there. The proper way then, once I feel that, is to go back and work through the steps. Otherwise, it won't be lasting. But there are times when we could just skip all the steps and get to Kedusha. You know, I was thinking about it. Hashem brought me a very special gematria. Really, on a smaller level, we have this every single week. That's what Shabbos is. Every week, all week long, we lose ourselves and we forget who we really should be. And we get bogged down into our everyday endeavors and everyday pursuits. And then every single week, we have a Shabbos. And Shabbos is there and reminds us who we really are. And brings us just jump into Kedusha. Whether I prepared or I didn't prepare. And I feel that holiness and that closeness to Hashem. And I'm disconnected from all that brings me down. I just jump in. And then I have to go back into the week and work on myself so that I can keep it with me. But for at least that day, I jump in. Hashem allows me to jump in. It's an incredible schus. I could jump in on Shabbos. You know, Pesach is called Shabbos also. By Sfiras Omer, when do we start counting? Mimachras HaShabbos. And that doesn't mean Sunday. That's what the Kutim said. It's after the first day of Pesach. We call Shabbos. It's the ultimate Shabbos. Because it's the ultimate time when Kadesh before Orchatz. We're going to have an opportunity to jump over it all a week from last night. And just be in a state of Kedusha. In an incredible way. Came to me a special matana. If you take the gematria, Kadesh Orchatz. This matana came to me earlier today, preparing this year. Kadesh Orchatz is 708. Exactly gematria with the Kailal. HaShabbos. The ultimate Shabbos. HaShabbos. Because Pesach is Mimachron HaShabbos. HaShabbos is Kadesh Orchatz. Because that's what we accomplish this Pesach. That's what we're going to accomplish. We're going to jump over it all. Amir Hashem. We're going to jump over it all and just be holy. And then we can feel who we're really supposed to be. And then work through all the schmutz and get rid of all the rechitza. Chevra Hashem could do that to us at any moment. That's what's going to be on the ultimate day. By Yom Uyeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. Out of nowhere, He's going to remove it all, and we're just going to feel it. And by the way, what we're in right now as well, I know we've already been in this matzav with Corona. It's already Lo Aleinu. This is going to be the third Shabbos that I daven b'yichidus. Some of you, it's the fourth Shabbos, I know. Third Shabbos. Shem Yirachim. We're still hoping for Gula tomorrow. But if not, we're going to have Shabbos HaGadol without Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. Okay, Rav Weinberger gives Matzah Shabbos, he always gave Matzah Shabbos. Although he stopped sometimes on Pesach, he went back and forth on Pesach. Because really it's supposed to be on Shabbos, and he knows that, but he was mevatel that so more Yidden could gain Chizuk. And this year, he'll have, I believe it's 9 o'clock on Matzah Shabbos. But most of the Shabbos got the Rosh. Okay, some happened on Zoom tonight and tomorrow, but ultimately it's not on Shabbos. This Shabbos is Yud Nisan. It falls out exactly the way it did then. And if that year Hashem, Pesach al Pesach, He took us straight to that. So do we think. It's been 3 weeks, we can't see an end. You listen to the news and everybody talks, it's going to be another 2 weeks, another 3 weeks, another month, another 2 months. We haven't hit the peak yet, we don't even know all this talk. All this talk, you can't even imagine suddenly being together with people again. Because we're so deep in it. We're so deep in this matzav, in this situation. We're so deep in it, but we have to believe Eibishter runs the world. And at any morning, at any moment, Kadesh. We could wake up tomorrow, it could all be over. Hopefully all be over with the ultimate gula. But it could all be over even without the ultimate gula, it could all be over. Just Hashem decides, Kadesh. I don't need them to work. We can't see. How is it going to be that all these people suddenly are going to be healed and all this is going to come to an end? It could be at any moment. Kadesh. And then Orchatz. And just like Baruch Nias Begashmias, we have to believe in that ability. We have to believe that at any moment, Hashem could end it all and bring us to a state of Kedusha. We have to know that and we have to believe that. Kadesh. And we have to believe it in our ruchnias and believe that even those of us that are struggling spiritually and are davening and are learning and are shmir shanayim, Kadesh! And then I'll work on the orchatz. And that's going to be the chus of Pesach. It's going to happen. But it could be for us now as well. It could be for us any day, and we have to believe in that, and we have to know that. Kadesh. You know, Chevra, truth is, we already say this, most of us, like every single day. You have mezoinos, and enough mezoinos, you make an almichya. What do we say in the bracha in almichya? V'noichel mi piria v'nizba mituva, u'nevarechecha aleha, that will be able to bless you there. What do we say? Bikdusha uvatara. The order should be reversed. Okay, Lal Seder, now we understand. Kaddish could come first, but here it's Bikdusha uvatara. First Kedusha, then Tara. Tara is Rechita. Tara is the purification process of wiping away, of washing away the bed. Why is Kedusha Tara? Why do we say it that way in Alam Echya? Well, let me ask you something. When else do we say it that way? You know what else we say it that way, Chevra? Every day in our Birchas Kriya Shema. In our Birchas Kriya Shema, when talking about the Malachim, we say, B'chulam poischem es pihem, they all open up their mouths, B'kdusha v'tahara. B'kdusha v'tahara. We also speak about Kedusha before Tahara. What's going on here? So I want to share from you incredible insight. Saw this from our Rebbe, from the Shlita Pinchas Shlita. He says such an incredible idea. He says, in Birchas Kriya Shema, who are we talking about? We're talking about Malachim. It's Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berurim, Kulam Giborim, Kulam Kedoshim. It's the Malachim, the angels. The angels are holy. The angels don't do any wrong. The angels don't need to wash away any bad. They only do good, they only know to do good. So they're Bikdusha Vitara. They're Bikdusha Vitara. There it makes sense. We, each one of us, or me, not you, you guys probably are holy. I'm talking to myself. I have so much I need to wash away. I have so much I need to fix. I have so much in myself that needs cleansing. That I don't work on enough. I need to wash myself. Malachim are kadosh. Malachim are holy. What does the Zohar say? The Zohar says, Lel Seder, every one of us is like a malach. So in Lel Seder, we're all like a malach. Kadesh or achatz. In Lel Seder, kadesh comes first. I no longer need the cleansing. I'm holy. And I jump over it all. And that's a schus we're all going to have. We have to feel that. Now why, what about Al HaMichya? Why Al HaMichya? What do we say? When do we say that by Al HaMichya? What are we davening for in Al HaMichya? V'samchenu b'vinyana. That we should be happy with the building. V'nei yushlai merakodesh b'meir v'yameinu. To rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. V'aleinu l'soicha. And bring us up there. V'samchenu b'vinyana. And bring happiness in its building. V'noicha mipira v'nizba mituva. There'll be bracha, and that one will be b'kedusha tara. You know what we're talking about in Alamichya? So Malachim could have kedusha before tara. Lel Seder, we have kedusha to tara. And in Binyan Beis HaMikdash, when Mashiach comes, we'll all be on a level where the Eitz Hara is shechted, as the Gemara in Sukkah Nun Beis said. We have no... No more Yetahara, we're Bikdusha before Tahara. At that point, no more Yetahara, Bikdusha v'Tahara. And that's what we're davening for, that's what we're yearning for, that's what we're hoping for. Bikdusha v'Tahara. And that's what we're going to have Lel Seder, Chevra. There's a Gemara in Chulin that I want to share with you. Gemara in Chulin, Daf, Pei Gimel Amar Aleph. The Mishnah there talks about that always in Yiddishkeit, like you all know, the night comes before a day. Tomorrow night is Shabbos, and then the next day will be Shabbos. The night comes first. Except for one place. The Gemara says, have a Gemara here. The Gemara says, Bekodshim, by Kodshim, by Karbonos, Laila hoylech acher hayom. The night follows the day. You bring a karban during the day, you have yoyim v'layla to eat it. The night follows the day. Day comes first by kodshim. What's going on? Why? Night is darkness. Night represents sin. Day is light. Day is kedusha, is holiness. So night is the sur meira. Night is darkness that we have to wash away. Day is kedusha. So usually the night comes first. Usually sur meira v'ase tov. I have to first wash away the bed, and then I could be kodesh. I could be holy. That's usually the avoda. But when it comes to kachim, kachim is in the Beis HaMikdash. V'nikdusha, we're in the Rechel HaBikdusha V'tara. Kachim is Lel Seder by the Karban Pesach. Night comes, there day comes before night. There Kadesh Orchatz. There I first could just jump into Kedusha, because I could feel it. And this is what we're davening for, Chevra. We're davening these days for a time of Geula, where this is all away. All these difficulties. These are difficult times, Chevra. I had today the Levaya for a close Talmud of mine, Alex Herman at Tzaddik, a Balmidos, a mensch, an incredible guy, who lost his father. His father passed away yesterday. His father was mamish. His father was 42 years old. Father wasn't old, wasn't sick, wasn't... And from what I didn't know his father well, but from what I heard from the Levaya and others, that Tzaddik, he learned in the Chevra that was learning that Smichas Chaver with Rabbi Leibowitz, and he loved Torah, and he loved davening, he was a Balmidos. There's no answers, only questions. There's nothing to say, only tears. You know how many people right now, how many Yidden, we go on the yeshiva world and we look and we see, we don't know the names, but you see every day the Rabbanim that have been nifter, the individuals that have been nifter, the Holocaust survivors that lived out their lives to be nifter in this machla. Rabbi Friedman, who's close to a lot of us, my dear friend, my Rebbe, Rabbi Friedman from DRS, lost his mother today. His mother was 93, but who knows how much longer she could have lived. And how many people are on ventilators and are sick? You know, we get fed up that we're in our homes and we don't have shul. Forget about not having shul. Forget about not having shiva. Forget about that we're in our homes. The people that are sick, it's serious, it's real. So are we davening enough? Are we davening enough for this geula, for this refuah? Are we pouring out our souls? Are we davening me'amkas alev? Are we crying through our tefillos? If we're not crying through our tefillos, what's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? Where's our hearts? Where's our neshama with what's going on in the world today? We have to daven for geula. But at the same time, we have to believe at any moment Kadesh and then Orchatz. Hashem will pass it over and it could all end. We have to simultaneously with the tears, we have to believe that way within Hashem. And believe in the Koyach and believe that at any moment it could all end. And that's why I'm, as much as I'm crying for these families, I'm still standing up tall. As the Baal Tanya says so beautifully, we live with two hearts. One heart that's completely besimcha, with the moon and bitachon and Hashem, knowing Hashem runs the world and it's all good and there's a plan. And one heart that feels the tzaras of Klal Yisrael. And they could be simultaneously, I understand Kaddish at any moment, but I'm still davening. And we all have to be davening. But we have to believe in the Koyach of the Seder of Kaddish as well. And believe in Kaddish at any moment. Kaddish within ourselves. When we're struggling, we're having a hard time. And it's going to be a Kaddish. And they'll say there will be a Kaddish, and then I'll work through the Orchatz. I'll work through the Orchatz. You know what's incredible? There's an incredible Zohar. I want to read you a Zohar. Usually when we learn Zohar, I ask if the Chevra went to the mikveh. These days it's hard to get to the mikveh. You have to be Lamed Meister Nefesh and go to the ocean. Erev Shabbos will all be Meister Nefesh. I don't know, we'll all. I'm just talking for myself. Can't go into a Shabbos without figuring out how to go mikvah. We'll figure it out. Bez Hashem is Baruch. Let's learn the Zohar together. We're together. We're in the mikvah Yisrael Hashem right now. We're learning Torah at Erev Shabbos. Zohar says something incredible. Zohar says something incredible about Leil Seder Mitzrayim. It's in Parshas Bo, Lamed Chesem and Aleph. Zohar says, V'sana have a noir leila ki yoyma de tkufa de tamas. We learn that the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim was light outside. It was bright. It was light outside. Like the daytime in the middle of Tammuz. Tammuz are the longest days. It was light outside all night long. And every person was able to see the din of Kodesh Baruch Hu bringing out Makas Bechoros. And this is what it means in Tehillim in Kuf Lamites Ado Dixiv. V'layla kayom yayir. The night was like day shining. K'chasheicha korah. The darkness was like light. Zohar says it was light. It was yoyim. You know what was yoyim? It was all kaddish. We just said layla is sur meira. Layla is darkness. We have to remove the bed. Daytime represents kedusha. Clarity. It was already kaddish. Leil Seder. And Leil Seder will be Kaddish for each and every one of us. Leil Seder will be Kaddish for each and every one of us, where we're going to jump into another place. Hopefully it's going to be for all of Kal Yisrael and the whole world. Hopefully it'll be before that even Kaddish and then Orchatz. But let's just finish with on our own level. Every one of us has to believe that I'm going to have a Kaddish. And even though we constantly struggle and we have so much we need to work on, Hashem could jump above it all and bring us out of it, and we could bring ourselves out of it. And then I'll work on everything else step by step. And that's going to be the avodah, and going to be the amazing schus of Leil Seder. It doesn't matter who we're with, and if we're with all the people we want to be with or not. We're with Pamal Yishamal at our Seder, Zohar says. We're with all the angels, and we're like an angel. We're Kaddish, we jump into Kedusha. And the world will jump into that same Kedusha, Bez Hashem Isbarach. Chaver, I just want to end with a story. And end with a story. You know, Chevra, as we said, these are tough days. Our avoda is, like we said, to daven, but our avoda is to also find the light within him. And our avoda is to never stop growing, and be able to take from whatever Nisayon Hashem sends our way, whatever hand He deals us with, and grow from it, and make the most of it. There's so many ways to grow these days. Hopefully to jump into that Kedusha and then be able to do the proper Rechitza. There's so many ways to grow and recognize how personal my relationship with Hashem, even without shul, without yeshiva, should be real. To grow in learning how to reach out to people and be there for them, even if I don't bump into them and see them. To grow in my relationship with my family. To be Mekadesh myself, I have time for Cheshbon HaNefesh, time to think, time to jump into that Kedusha and then do the Rechitza. To find in the Churban, Chiyas, life. Let me just read one story. It's from Rabbi Chiel Spiro, touched by their tears. Page 184, if anyone wants to find it inside. He's talking about a letter that he received from some woman. He writes, I had written an article for a Time magazine in which I retold a story of Zaka volunteer who had been called to the gruesome scene of the number 2 bus bombing that occurred on August 19th, 2003. The bus was on its way back from the Kaisel Ma'aravi, one of the most sacred places on earth. It was turning on to Rechayv Shmuel Anavi when the bomb exploded, killing 18 and wounding over 1,000 others. Zaka, which you know is the organization that takes care of those who are killed and the bodies, volunteers rummaged through the twisted metal and charred remains of what had been bus number 2. They helped the injured, some critically wounded and almost beyond recognition. They helped them to the ambulances. After a few hours, the operation changed from one of rescue of the injured to one of recovery of those who had been killed, who deserved their kavod acharon, their final honor. Suddenly, a Zaka member stopped, frozen by what he was looking at. It was a little baby with blood covering his beautiful face. As the volunteer lifted up the baby, he noticed a pacifier in his mouth. He pulled out the pacifier and heard the most beautiful sound he could have hoped for. The baby started to cry. He raised the baby high in the air and screamed as loud as he could. Mitachas! Mitachas ha-churban! Matzasi chayim. Mitachas ha-churban matzasi chayim. From under the destruction, I have found life. Mitachas ha-churban. Now what that meant was incredible. We're right now in a zman of churban. We're right now in a time of destruction. There's churban going on. How many people have already given their lives to this machla that Hashem has taken? How many people are sick? How many people have lost money and lost their jobs? And we have no yeshiva, no shul. It's churban. Don't look any other way. But mitachas ha-churban masasi chayim. Let's find chayim, chevra. Let's find life. Let's find a new relationship with Hashem in my davening, in my learning. And let's find that Kedusha that Hashem's going to throw our way. Hopefully it'll be already. But if not, Lel Seder for sure, Kadesh. And feel that closeness to Hashem that exists wherever we are, He's by my side. And then I have to do the proper Rechitza. Then I'll wash away what I need to. Hashem will give me that opportunity. He's there for us. He doesn't just leave it for us. He gives us that Kedusha to give us the strength and believe in yourself that you could do the Rechitza. Believe that you're capable of washing away that which is difficult and that you haven't done for years. Maybe you haven't understood Kaddish Orchatz till now. Maybe you haven't understood what Hashem's going to give you, this Matana, Lel Seder, to feel the Kedusha and use that to do the Rechitza. And if we do that Rechitza, we'll be Zoyche then. We'll be Zoyche then as we daven. And as we're davening for in Al Michya, we'll be zoicha through the Kaddish Urchatz. Uvenei Shalayim Erekaydi v'mher v'meinu. V'aleinu l'soicha v'zamcheinu v'nyana. V'noichim v'piria v'nizba mituvra. L'nevrecha le'a. B'ktusha v'taro v'zoicha. T'gula shleima. All that needs Yeshuos, Refuos. B'ktusha v'taro v'bheira v'yameinu v'karov mamash.
Amen.